السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
لا إله إلا الله اللهم صل على القائمة محمد الوسيلة And before I start, can I request to move as much as possible towards the front? If you see any space in front of you or next to you, please move a little bit and get the reward. And if someone is hesitant in front of you, go ahead and get the reward. Zakum lahu khair. Make it easy for others to come and they don't have to walk over your shoulders. Inna alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh. ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين الحمد لله We thank and praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of who He is and because of what He has done for us and for the entire humanity and entire world and universe. Allah the generous has guided us and we seek His guidance at all times and we seek His forgiveness for all of our shortcomings and mistakes and sins and we send salawat on Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. One of the greatest favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the guidance that He has provided for us in different levels and in different ways. And in all these different levels and different ways, one of the main things that Allah has focused is the purpose of life. For humanity, it is a very important question that what is the purpose of my life? And every human being, especially after they grow up, they would question why I'm created. What is life all about? As a child grows up and looks at all kinds of favors and all kinds of resources around him or her, it starts questioning things. Like, who is this power or this entity that gives me this sunshine every day free of any charge? Who is the one who gives me all this air without any charges for me to breathe? Who is sending this rain and water, which is the source of life for me and all the other needs that are fulfilled? Who is questioning and asking these kind of questions helps the youth to reflect on the source of all these favors and blessings. And that process of thinking and questioning will lead people to recognize the creator of themselves and the creator of the entire universe beyond their innate original nature, that they get to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as everybody is born as a believer in Allah. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives all kinds of opportunities to confirm that original truth inside them, that they have a belief in the existence of a creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So thinking and reflecting about all these favors of life not only leads to get to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but get to appreciate all these favors. The more we get to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more we appreciate His favors and the more we love Him. And the more we get to know Him, the more we trust Him. And based on this love and trust, then we submit to Him. That submission is Islam. That every human being is expected, because every human being is born in the state of Islam, in the state of fitra, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained. Now, it is the time that comes back, because the children at the early stages, they can be affected by the parents and the society, and they can be influenced, and their innate and original beliefs can be corrupted, can become weak, can become suppressed for some time. But as they grow and they become adult, Allah gives them the opportunities to develop their minds and to question things. Because until that age of, say, 14, 15, they were under the control and influence of parents. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His mercy, He is not taking people until that age accountable for any of their deeds. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that you know, one of the three categories that the pens of the malaik, the angels, are dried, and they will not write the actions of children until they reach the age of adulthood. But after the age of adulthood, when this urge and questioning comes up, and you ask all kinds of questions about life, about creator, about the purpose of life, then the angels start recording, monitoring and recording the actions of the person and the beliefs of the person. So the main question, that what is the purpose of life? I'm sure as Muslims, we have all heard about it and we have all learned about it to a certain degree. But sometimes we do not get an integrated understanding of this purpose of life, that what is life all about? Because there are different verses and there are different points mentioned about the purpose of life. Concepts of return to Allah, concepts of tests, concepts of khalifa, concepts of worship and ibadah, servitude, concept of submission, concept of seeking pleasure of Allah. These are all related to the purpose of life. So how can we integrate all of them? First of all, as we know, the purpose is important for about everything. Everything that we do, we go to the job, the first thing that we want to know is, what is the purpose of this work that I'm doing? What is the purpose of this assignment that my boss is giving me? And then we make sure that we fulfill that purpose and we focus on achieving that objective and purpose. And without purpose, everything becomes meaningless for human beings when they use their minds. And a lot of us, unfortunately, a lot of human beings do not ask the question, what is the purpose of life? Or if this question comes up and pops up in their minds and their hearts, they try to suppress it. But the smart human beings always raise this question very seriously and deeply and start thinking and start searching to find what is the purpose of life. Because purpose is extremely important. And life definitely is not without purpose. Life of human beings and life of every other living creature has a very specific and defined purpose. And the other fact about purpose of life is that we as human beings cannot determine the purpose of life. We cannot define the purpose of life. Why? Because we are creatures, we are created. No matter how smart we become, how intelligent we become, and how much we collaborate with each other, we cannot define what is the purpose of life. Just like imagine a robot, a smartphone, a laptop, no matter how much intelligence they have, they cannot say why I am created. Only the maker of the iPhone, the maker of the laptop and the robot can say why I created this device. The same way only Allah can tell us what is the purpose of our life and why He has created us. So we have to turn to Him. Otherwise, people will only limit themselves to, you know, if you ask the top scientists of the world, if you ask the top philosophers of the world, what is the purpose of life? They say, well, it is to have a good life. Okay, what do you mean by good life? Because the term good is relative. In certain societies, certain things are good. And in certain other societies, the same thing is not good. So what do you mean by good? Well, to have a good health, to have a good income, to have a good job, to have a good education, to have a good family, to have a good career, to have a good retirement. All right? So first of all, how many people, what percentage of humanity can have all of those good things? And even if all of these people have all of these good things, so what is the end after retirement that you are saying a good retirement? Well, after retirement, we die. Okay, then you become what? Nothing. That's what the top philosophers and top scientists of the world, unfortunately, today, when you put them together, all of them, they say that once we die, that's it. So basically, you're telling me there is no purpose in life, because if you say that life, the purpose of life is limited only to certain physical accomplishments in this world and certain sensual pleasures and others, first of all, many people do not achieve that. And even if they achieve it, then at the end they become dust. So that means there is no purpose for life. If everybody becomes dust and everybody becomes nothing, no matter how responsible they lived on this earth or how irresponsible they lived or how much crime they did or how much injustices they did or how much good things they did, they all turn into dust. You question what kind of creator we have, what kind of God we have that He will make everybody nothing at the end. So there must be a purpose. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains these facts in so many different ways explicitly in the Quran. For example, Allah says, أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ. Do you human beings think that we have created you for nothing, for abas, for an idle objective? And you think that you will not return to us? How can you think that? فَتَعَالَى اللَّهُ الْمَلِكُ الْحَقُّ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّهُ رَبُّ الْعَرْشِ الْكَرِيمِ. Allah is far exalted. He is much higher than that He would create human beings with no other purpose. Allah, the creator of this universe, the wise God, the knowledgeable and the powerful God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created people to just live a few decades of life on this earth, and most of the people go through all kinds of injustices and sufferings, and then that's it. How could you accuse Allah? You can't accuse even a human being if it say that this human being has no purpose. He's just doing this and that. It is such an insult to a human being. Every human has some kind of purpose. Now, how could we accuse Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He says? And Allah asked this question. Do you think that way? And then Allah responds and gives the answer in the question. وَأَنَّمَا إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ. And you think that you are not returning to us? So Allah already included the answer that the purpose is to return to me eventually. To return to me for what? For accountability, for rewards and punishment. That is the purpose of this life, to prepare for a return to the Creator. And Allah has defined this concept in hundreds of different ways with the concept of rujoo and used in inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un and turja'un and yurja'un, and hundreds of different verses of Quran brings this concept of rujoo, return, 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 continuously and consistently, that everybody is returning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so prepare for this return. And Allah says, وَابْتَغِ فِي مَا آتَاكَ اللَّهُ الدَّارُ الْآخِرَةِ وَلَا تَنْسَ نَسِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. Allah says that whatever I have given you, whatever Allah has given you, if Allah has given you education, Allah has given you degrees, Allah has given you good experience in life, Allah has given you good resources, Allah has given you wealth, Allah has given you health, Allah has given you all kinds of friends and networks and family and spouse and children, use them. Allah says, use all of them. For what purpose? To build the house of the hereafter. Everything that Allah has given you, use them to prepare for next life, to build your house in the year after. That's the purpose of life. That's the purpose of everything that's given to you, to deeply think about it and prepare for next life. Use your wealth, use your health, use your education, your knowledge, your expertise, your skills. But then beautifully Allah says, وَلَا تَنْسَ نَسِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. And then do not forget your share in this world. Do not forget your legitimate share, your halal share of enjoyments in this world, bounties and gifts that Allah has given you. Do not deprive yourself from that. When you say that I want to prepare for next life, it does not mean that I have to denounce this world. I have to stop living among the society, among the people, and go and live in a corner of a masjid or in a jungle and say that I'm just preparing for next life. No, you prepare through being active in the society, in the midst of the society, being active for yourself and being active for others and for the world around you, and being a useful member and a resourceful person. That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us. And He considered that kind of job for us Khalifa. And He announced that before He created us, He said, وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةً. He announced to the angels that I am going to appoint a Khalifa on the earth. Khalifa has four meanings: a trustee of Allah, a vicegerent of Allah, a representative of Allah, a leader of the earth, a successor. In all these meanings, it is a great responsibility, basically, to live as Khalifa. Another place, Allah says, وَهُوَ الَّذِي جَعَلَكُمْ خَلَائِفَ الْأَرْضِ وَرَفَعَ بَعْدَكُمْ فَوْقَ بَعْدٍ دَرَجَاتٍ. Allah is the one who made all of you Khalifa, not just one Khalifa. Khalifa in the sense of leader, that in political terms we use that, okay, Khalifa of Muslimin. But every human being is a Khalifa. And Allah says, well, I made you, all of you, as Khalifas on the earth. And I gave you certain resources and certain talents and education and ranks of, for some of you, more than for others. But what is the purpose of all of this? لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ فِيمَا آتَاكُمْ. So that Allah tests you in what He has given you. So that leads us to the third concept of life. First concept, return to the Creator. Second concept, being a Khalifa on the earth, being a very active, a responsible person on this earth. And third, to be tested. Whatever Allah has given us, we are being tested. The purpose of the test is to monitor us, to record us, to measure our performance all the time. Just like we go to college and university, We have a short-term life and we prepare for a long-term. We go to college for 2 years, 4 years. We prepare for a long-term career of 50 years, 60 years, 70 years, depending on our health and our life. The same concept, we live a short-term life in this world to prepare for the long-term life, eternal life. And now, just like in college and university, in order to measure our performance every other day or every other week, there is some kind of quiz, some kind of tests, some kind of homework, some kind of projects, some kind of midterm exam, final exam. All of these exams are meant for what? To measure our performance so that at the end of the semester, the professor reports the grade, and at the end of the 2 years or 4 years to determine whether we are worthy of graduation or not. The same concept, Allah has given us this life and He tests us all the time. And at the end of this world, it will be determined whether we make it or not to the Jannah that Allah has prepared for us. And Allah is the one who has created us and who has assigned angels to monitor us and to record our deeds and to help us understand this life. He has given us guidance through prophets and messengers and books so that we continuously understand the purpose. And we are living on a temporary world that the Prophet ﷺ said, you are a traveler on this world, a very short trip that you are passing. So just act like a traveler in this world and do not attach too much in the certain things in the materialistic aspects of this life. And always remember and remind yourself why I am here on this earth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَالَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Allah has created the death and life in order to measure your performance, that who is doing better deeds. And so the purpose again is to put you through all kinds of tests. Tests are not just hardships. Comforts are tests, normal times are tests, and hardships are tests. In fact, most people fail in the comforts of life compared to those people who fail in the pleasure and the difficulties of life. Because in times of difficulties, people mostly turn to Allah, and that's itself a step towards success. But many people in the time of comforts, they don't remember Allah, and they fail the tests. Now, of course, there are all kinds of tests, but the biggest test is who submits to Allah and who starts worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Allah says, I have not created human beings and jinn except to worship me and serve me. And this worship is a process of growth and a process of perfection for human beings. Allah does not benefit from it. But Allah has meant a favor to human beings to give us this process, because the more you worship Allah in the proper meaning and proper spirit, the more you benefit yourself and you become a more mature person, a better person, a more intelligent person, a more resourceful person, a more useful person. So Allah has created this life in order to worship Him. And this test becomes the biggest test. Who worships Allah, who doesn't? Who worships Allah to what degree? And who serves the deen of Allah and understands the role of Allah in their lives? And then after we know these things about purpose of life, then what is the integrated concept here? The integrated concept is explained in Surah Al-Ahqaf, Surah number 46, in ayah number 16 or 17, when Allah says, He teaches us a dua to make. What is the dua? It's a beautiful dua that explains every aspect of purpose of life. Rabbi awzi'ni an ashkura ni'mataka allati an'amta alayya wa ala waliday. Oh Rabb, when a person has reached the age of maturity, now they reflect on life and they make this dua. Oh Rabb, ya Rabb, our master, our nurturer, we ask your help to help us, to dispose us, to offer gratitude for the favors that you have given to us and to our parents. So becoming grateful is a purpose of life. Give us help to be grateful to you. And when a'mala saliha, and to do good deeds, that's also the next purpose of life is in terms of actions. For what? Tardahu, That, those kind of good deeds that will please you. So seeking the pleasure of Allah becomes the supreme objective of life, because everything else that we mentioned so far leads to the pleasure of Allah. And we should focus on that. And then beyond that, وَأَسْلِحْ لِي فِي ذُرِّيَّتِي ذُرِّيَّتِي and Ya Allah, make my children righteous for me. So thinking about future generations, what I should do for my future generations, and what can I do during my life for my own children and other descendants in the world. And then inni tubtu ilayka wa inni min al-muslimin, and I'm one of those who turn to you. So we should be the ones who often turn to Allah, who often thank Allah, who often do good deeds to Allah, who often make dua for ourselves and for our parents, and who always think about living a righteous life for ourselves and future generations. And then Allah in response says, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ نَتَقَبَّلُ عَنْهُمْ أَحْسَنَ مَا عَمِلُوا. Now these kind of people who are making efforts based on purpose of life in this world, we will give them rewards according to their best deeds. So once in a while you do the best deed, Allah rewards every other action based on that, not based on your low bad deeds, high bad good deeds. And Allah says we will overlook their shortcomings and their mistakes and their sins for these people, because they have tried their best. And we will put them in Jannah among the companions of paradise. And this is a promise of Allah. A promise of Allah is to give us a productive, fulfilling life on this earth and a great life waiting for us in the next world, subhanallah. That's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He has created us, and when in spite of all kinds of sufferings in this world, everybody has a potential to earn the best life in the next world and pass the tests of this life. Favors meant in this life, favors meant in the next life, as long as we try our best to live a righteous life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help all of us to live a righteous life, to live a grateful life, to live a life with good deeds, to live a life to be useful to our parents, to our society, and to our future generations. May Allah help all of us to be of those who all often turn to Allah and ask for forgiveness and changes and improves themselves. May Allah make us the best human beings on this earth and the best in the next world, and make us the most useful human beings on this earth and in the society. Amin ya Rabbil Alameen. Wa aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum wa lisairi al-muslimin. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الأمين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب دعوات. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم انصر إخواننا المؤمنين. اللهم انصرهم في كل مكان. اللهم اهدنا واجعلنا من عبادك المهتدين. اللهم اجعلنا من عبادك الشاكرين. اللهم اجعلنا من عبادك المغفورين. اللهم اجعلنا من عبادك المخلصين. اللهم اجعلنا من عبادك المتقين. اللهم اجعلنا من عبادك المقربين. اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون ولذكر الله تعالى أولى وعز وأجل. وأقيم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
لا إله إلا الله استوى وتراسوا يرحمكم الله. Should I use this? الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين ووصينا الإنسان بوالديه إحسانا حملته أمه كرها ووضعته كرها وحمله وفصاله ثلاثون شهرا حتى إذا بلغ أشده وبلغ 40 سنة قال رب أوزعني أن أشكر نعمتك التي أنعمت علي وعلى والدي وأن أعمل صالحا ترضاه وأصلح لي في ذريتي إني تبت إليك وإني من المسلمين أولئك نتقبل عنهم أحسن ما عملوا ونتجاوز عن سيئاتهم في أصحاب الجنة وعد الصدق الذي كانوا يوعدون الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. أفرأيتم ما تحرثون أأنتم تزرعونه أم نحن الزارعون لو نشاء لجعلناه حطاما فظلتم تفكهون إنا لمغرمون بل نحن محرومون أفرأيتم الماء الذي تشربون أأنتم أنزلتموه من المزن أم نحن المنزلون لو نشاء جعلناه أجاجا فلولا تشكرون أفرأيتم النار التي تورون أأنتم أنشأتم شجرتها أم نحن المنشئون نحن جعلناه تذكرة ومتاعا للمقوين فسبح باسم ربك العظيم الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمدا الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله استغفر الله استغفر الله please wait for the announcements and for the janaza and inshallah we'll make dua for the sick people
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We thank our guest, Dr. Naseemi, Dawood Naseemi. May Allah bless him for reminding us for important things about our purpose of life. May Allah bless you, reward you, inshallah. Please make dua for several people in our community who are not well. Make dua that may Allah give them shifa. Brother Rafi, Brother Haitham Bundukchi, Brother Bilal Dalati, Sister Rima Dalati, Kewal Kamal and Kewal families, Sister Anaya Rafi, Sister Hisham Zainab, Brother Muhammad Tariq, Brother Jalil Ahmed is not doing well, and also our community member Ayub Patel, and our sister Mrs. Khalid Beg. Both of them are in the hospital. Make dua for their health. May Allah give them a speedy recovery. And of course, Dawood Naseem's father in the hospital. May Allah bless him. May Allah bless him. May Allah bless all the people who are not well. So our dua, inshallah. Allahumma shfihim ya Allah. Allahumma shfih tashafi. La shafi illa anta shifa'an la yughadiru suqma. Nas'alullah al-azim, Rabbal arsh al-azim, yashfiyahum. Nas'alullah al-azim, Rabbal arsh al-azim, yashfiyahum. Nas'alullah al-azim, Rabbal arsh al-azim, yashfiyahum ya Allah. Also make dua maghfira for our brother Muhammad Parvez Chawla, brother Badiul Alam, Dr. Azra Nisar, and sister Sultana Ghori passed away yesterday. Her burial will take place in Corona. May Allah bless them. Allahumma ghfir lahum ya Allah. Allahumma ghfir lahum wa rahamhum wa afihim wa afu anhum. Inshallah, we'll be praying Salatul Janazah for sister Aqila Fathi. May Allah bless her. Our condolences to her children, grandchildren, relatives and friends. Her burial will be in Melrose Abbey. So please, let's have Salatul Janazah. And the brothers and the immediate family want to be in the front area, please come. May Allah bless you. Jazakallah khair. Thank you. Thank you. Three people in one line. Faddalu. Come here. Salatul Janazah has four takbirs. At the first takbir, raise your hands, hold them, recite. Subhanak Allahumma wa bihamdik wa tabarak asmuk wa ta'ala jadduk wa jalla sanauk wa la ilaha ghayruk. Or Suratul Fatiha. And the second takbir, after that you say Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, Allahumma barik ala Muhammad. Then third takbir, after that you have a special dua. And that is Allahumma qfi li hayyina wa mayyitina wa shahidina wa ghaibina ila akhiri dua. Or you say Allahumma qfi lahu wa rahm, Allahumma qfi lahu wa rahm. Inshallah. So make dua, inshallah. And four takbir and then salam on both sides. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad. Allahu Akbar. Allahumma salli ala Allahu Akbar. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-afiyah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-afiyah. Allahumma ighfir laha wa rahamha. Allahumma ighfir laha wa rahamha wa afiha wa afu anha. اللهم اكرم نزلها والسم ادخلها اللهم اغسل خطاياها بالماء والثلج والبرد اللهم نقها من الذنوب والخطايا كما ينقى الثوب الأبيض من الدنس. اللهم جازها بالإحسان إحسانا، بالسيئات عفوا منك وغفرانا. اللهم نبر قبرها، اللهم صبر أهلها، رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين. اللهم ارحمنا إذا وصلنا إلى ما صارت إليه، رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين. صلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين. بارك الله فيكم وعظم الله أجركم وأحسن عزاءكم. عظم الله أجركم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.